Good morning. This is Governor John Baldacci. In the coming weeks, I'll be presenting to the legislature my plans for bringing Maine's two-year budget into balance. The truth of our country's economic condition is well known. Unemployment levels are high, over 10% nationally and 8% here in Maine. Businesses are moving with caution and aren't investing as much. Consumers are worried about their jobs and their health care and aren't spending as much either. So incomes are down, investments are fragile, and people are nervous. All in all, it translates into an economy that's been slow to regain its footing. This national recession has been the longest, most severe since the Great Depression in the early 30s. And we feel it here at home, at work, and in government. Despite a conservative and data-driven approach to revenue projections, the unprecedented nature of the recession has led economists to consistently downgrade projections for the economic growth. In just the last year, Maine revenues have been reforecast down by $1.1 billion. Most recently, projections for the rest of 2010 and 11 were reduced by more than $380 million. It can feel like Maine is all alone, but the truth is at least 34 other states at last count are in the same situation. Their legislature passed budgets for 2010 and 11 that now must be cut. It is a challenging time. We're called upon to balance the budget at the same time the recession is placing increased demands upon government to take care of people and families in need. While funding for most of the state's Medicaid program has been held flat and well below the national average for growth, the program is serving an additional 20,000 people. Other programs like food assistance and unemployment have grown. More and more people have fallen on hard times. In the spring, Maine passed a two-year budget that was $500 million less than its predecessor. It's the first time in at least 35 years that that's happened. And on December 18th, I'll present my plan to close a shortfall of $383 million more. As a preview, we will not increase taxes. I don't think working Mainers can afford a heavier burden. You can expect more cuts across state government. I will propose new ways to streamline government, make structural changes that will reduce the cost of government going forward. And I will also use one-time tools to help reduce the impact of the revenue decline on education, healthcare, public safety, and job creation. We face a necessity to reduce state spending, but government still has a responsibility to protect its people. So when you call the police, they come. When you need medical care, you can get it. And when you go to work, you get paid. And when things fall apart, there are supports that will help you lift yourself back up again. You can talk about government in a lot of ways, but essentially, it's how we as a people deliver upon the promises that we've made to one another. Regardless of political party, we all want a good education for our kids, to help our neighbors who are struggling, and to expand economic opportunity. Those are the basics, the essentials, and we have to protect them. And we can do it by making the tough choices today that will leave us in a better position for recovery. Already, much has been done. Government today has more than 1,000 fewer employees than it did when I took office. We've consolidated school administrative districts, reduced the redundancy between the state prison and 15 different county jail administrations. We've merged state agencies and departments, made our information technology and financial systems more efficient. And we've made major investments in K-12 education while holding the rest of government spending almost static. My first budget as governor was $5.35 billion. 7 years later, the budget for 2010 will be close to the same, even though we've increased aid to education by more than $500 million with 19,000 fewer students. We have continued to be fiscally responsible, and we've never lost sight of our core values, and we won't lose sight of them now. My proposal to balance the budget will include hard choices and will require shared sacrifice. And we'll have to change the way we do business and continue on a path to a smaller, more efficient government. But we will maintain the essentials and support job growth. By working together, we can make sure that our economy will start to grow again. Thank you and have a nice weekend.